When we were children, we were all at the most creative point in our lives. Think about it. We were constantly dreaming up new ideas, new lives, new ways of looking at the world. We were using our creativity almost all day, every day, and it was effortless. As the weight of the world comes in, and that includes the weight of being a business owner, it becomes harder and harder to find those little creative genius ideas inside of us all. But there's still hope. They're still there. In fact, that creative spark is what called all of us to be designers. We wanted to create beautiful things to bring dreams to reality. But reality often gets a little too real, doesn't it? And sometimes we forget that the reason people hire us in the first place is for our creativity. They want the ideas and skills we have. So we have to keep fanning that creative spark. We have to keep feeding the flame. We can't let it go out because without it, our business is not only boring, it isn't a very viable business. And as William Feather says, wealth flows from energy and ideas. Our creativity is our moneymaker, so we have to give that part of our business the energy it deserves. Imagine that you are a concert violinist and that's how you make your money every single day. If that was the case, would you only pick up the violin when it was time for the curtain to go up? No, you would practice, you would experiment, you would push the boundaries of the way you had played before. That is the key to our success as designers too. We need to look at our work honestly. We need to ask ourselves what we could do differently, where we could improve, and we need to give ourselves permission to dream, to find inspiration, and to really push our boundaries. You also need to continue to find that passion for design, for what made you want to be a designer in the first place. This is a tough business, and if you can't keep that passion alive, if you can't find the joy in designing and creating, then it's even tougher. So when you think you're wasting your time on the fun stuff, or you think there's just not enough time to step out of the office for an inspiration break, remind yourself that your creativity needs you to take the time. Give yourself permission to be creative.